W4QHV Mobile.
Good morning, Nick. W4DJW.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, all things considered, this morning. You're not working today?
Today, I typically work at home, so today I'll be driving into Westminster and building a couple things.
Well, it's nice to get out every now and then. I believe there's some good sunshine out there today, too. I walked my wife out to the car when she left to go to work just a few minutes ago, half hour ago, and the sun was coming out. Looked at the weather map, and it said it's going to be sunny today. I'm ready for it. All this rain for all these days is kind of depressing, right?
Tell me about it. It's beautiful in Pendleton when I left, and I'm headed out towards Westminster, you know, and I'm looking at this massive thunderhead cloud that I'm driving right into, you know. It's all gray and dark and raining, and I sure could, you know, I hate to say this, but I sure could use a break for some of this rain. You know, I've been trying to set up a field with some rows in it now for seems like about a month, but I can't seem to let the ground dry out enough to be able to work it with the tractor.
Well, that makes two of us that are working outside, working in the dirt. My wife bought, two pallets of mulch that are taller than your head, like seven, eight feet tall pallets full of mulch with five bags per layer, 80 pounds per bag. I spread it all out the first couple of days just so that we don't have two pallets of mulch in the driveway. And not only does she want to spread, she also wants a little trench cut around the mulch beds so that it catches the mulch and gives you a clean, sharp break between where the mulch beds are and where the yard and the grass is. Just putting out the mulch isn't bad, but cutting that little trench around every mulch bed, that's killing me.
Some high school labor.
That probably would work, but that is kind of, that's good for me. It gets me out from behind this computer desk and, makes me active, so that's good. I haven't been doing my exercises like I was doing for a while. When I was doing exercises a lot, I was feeling a whole lot better. I don't know if you exercise or not, but I was doing that for about 2.5 years, and man, did I feel good all the time. And then I had to quit that for a little while for a medical condition, and it makes you feel like mud, you know, once you're used to it.
I'm pretty active after work, move around a lot, and typically I'm a designer and I sit at the computer all day, but as soon as the day's over I get up and usually go outside and start moving stuff, and some days when I'm on installs like today I guess I get a little more activity, but the wife and I also like to ride bikes occasionally, so I try to stay active, but I'm not a member of a gym and I'm not prescribing to any particular exercise regimen.
Well, I didn't worry about it for most of my career. About 40 out of 50 years, I didn't worry about it at all. I just sat behind the desk and worked 12, 16 hours a day, sometimes 8 hours a day, but mostly between 10 and 16 hours a day. And that's not good for you, sitting behind the desk that much. That's bad for you. It takes a toll. So you either pay me now or pay me later. I should have paid earlier instead of later. Being active is a whole lot better than being sediment. Anyway, I won't keep you, but good talking to you this morning. Hope you have a good day at work, and hope that ground dries out enough that you can get back into it without just pulling mud out of the ground. That's what I'm doing when I'm cutting trenches, just pulling mud out of the ground. It's kind of hard. Anyway, take care, Nick. Good talking to you. W4DJW.
Here too, Dave. It was nice talking to you this morning. Don't break your back out there. Don't forget to take lots of breaks and drink lots of water. And, I hope you are able to accomplish your task this morning. W4DJW, KQ4QHV, clear.